B-Pod Studios.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette. Kiss 95.1.
We are minus a Manny, though. He is out sick today, so you just get everyone else.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, producer Nicole.
Good morning.
Yesterday, of course, Kobe Bryant happened.
Yeah.
The breaking news. Which we're going to talk about a little bit later on because I think everyone in the room was frustrated with the reporting yesterday.
Yeah, there was I feel like it's happened a lot lately. It's just there's been a lot of irresponsible reporting.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it hurts people, that people just want to be the first to put it out there, the first person to say what it is, but they don't think about the, ramifications or repercussions or how it makes families feel.
Yeah. My day in 30 seconds is kind of a little bit about that. I was in real estate school all weekend. We have like a graduate program we have to go. I was just licensed last year and we have a graduate program. So I was in that, and it was like 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. of just like in this school all day, which it was a pretty big class. It was like 67 students in this class. So a quick little funny sidebar story is that it was so big that the instructor couldn't hear people in the back. And I think at some point people in the far back were just making things up. Like if she was asking a question, and she was mic'd up, so like you could hear her through the speakers. Mm-hmm. In the back, you'd hear, and the instructor would go, yeah, and all that. And then she'd move right on to the next thing. And I'm like, the way she said, yeah, and all that, You have no clue what that person just said.
And that person's probably like, wait, I had a question. Like, that wasn't, what just happened?
I was so amused. Luckily, I sat up in the front. I was so amused because, like, if I can't understand it, you can't understand it, teacher. But I was in school when the news broke. And, man, that was interesting to see, like, 67 people's reaction.
Oh, wow, yeah.
To the
like
news.
People all pulling out their phones.
And it was all at the same time. It's like when it all happened right around that 2:40, 3 o'clock, and just everyone was consumed.
Mm-hmm.
And I still don't think my teacher knew. Like
she just thought everyone was being rude.
Yeah. And everybody was just all glued to their phones. So that's kind of my day in 30 seconds. I got to kind of witness it all happen at once, which was really sad.
Yeah. Aww.
Yeah.
Well.
What's your day? Follow that.
I know. I was like, maybe I should have gone first. Dallas and I, we had a little getaway this weekend, and we haven't really had a lot of time together in the last 6 months. Mm-hmm. So I feel like this was a really good and needed weekend because we were like going to kill each other about 2 weeks ago. But we went up to Asheville and we had a really nice weekend. We ate at some new restaurants and it was Asheville restaurant week.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't know that going in, but it didn't really affect like how we all made our reservations and whatever.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize what a foodie town Asheville was.
Yeah, man.
Like they have amazing food.
Yeah.
I would say two out of the three restaurants that we ate at all weekend far rival a lot of the restaurants here in Charlotte.
Really?
Yeah.
Better or just as good?
No, better.
Better. Okay.
Yeah, like I don't know. The food was just so good, and it's all farm to table. So, I don't know.
Y'all like how I didn't know what far rival meant, so I had to break that down.
That's okay. But, yeah, we just had a really nice weekend, and we came home yesterday to Cash being almost fully potty trained, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to leave more often.
I was about to say, the more you guys leave, the more parenting gets done.
I'm not kidding you. When I left, Cash would barely go in the potty, and now he's going, like, every 15 to 30 minutes. Now, it's still a fisticuffs to get him to, like, go upstairs, but once he's there, he, like, knows how to do it now, and I'm like, what happened?
You and Dallas are going to take another trip and be like, yeah, your son did 7 backflips. He's really...
We're terrible parents, apparently. Like, our au pair is, like, far, like, outseating our expectations when it comes to parenting.
The ring's going to go to Fashion Week, come back. Oh, did you hear? Cash is doing equations.
Cash,
what?
Cash got into college.
That's awesome, man.
I'm like, okay. I love you both so much for that.
That's hilarious. Nicole, what's your day? You never really get to
Much. No, I've never done this.
Yeah.
So I went to my mom's in South Carolina for the weekend. We did a all-you-can-eat Chinese buffet on Friday, which was amazing. We watched, we started and finished the People vs. OJ on Netflix. We watched that. And yeah, that's what we did.
I there's in my hometown of Roanoke, Virginia, there's this all-you-can-eat Chinese buffet, and it's so good, but it's so dirty.
It has, like, the worst restaurant rating. You walk in, you're like, well, I don't even want to see it. You're just putting your hand up to the side.
Luckily, Virginia doesn't post those scores like they do in North Carolina. Yeah, they don't post those.
They don't have to?
No, not on the window. You can go online and look, but there's not a B or C on the window when you walk in.
I thought that was... Yeah, and it had to be everywhere.
Me too.
No, not in Virginia. This place is so dirty. I kid you not. There's a bug zapper inside this restaurant. And so you'd be sitting there eating, and you can hear, pss, pss, pss. Yeah, just all the bugs getting murdered into the light.
Nope, couldn't catch me dead.
And it's so good, though. Like, every time I go back home, me and my buddy try to at least, like, fit it in. And you know it's destroying my body on the inside. Like, my innards are demolished after eating it.
Yeah, you think.
But it's so good, though. So good. Okay, we still have a lot to get to. We're going to talk a little bit more about Kobe Bryant.
Mm-hmm.
There is some new entries into the gossip box, which, if you don't know what that is, it's pretty much a way for us to anonymously tattletale on each other.
It's brand new.
Brand new segment. That's going to be coming up at 7 a.m.
We have Lauv tickets today, don't we?
Lauv tickets at 8:20. There's a lot to do. But coming up next, we are going to talk about how we learned that Kobe's family... probably discovered the news through TMZ and what the police are doing about it. So we're going to discuss that and more.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's Kiss 95.1 with the Mainey Roy and the Rand Morning Show. Of course, we were all devastated to hear about the passing of Kobe Bryant and his child on the helicopter. And it really hit pretty hard for you, Nicole.
It did. I mean, that's really the first person that I grew up with to pass away, you know, like out of unforeseen circumstances.
Sure. And, you know,
like a role model.
Yeah. I mean, my whole like growing up playing basketball, my whole, you know, like I had to have the Kobe shoes. I was 24 because of him.
Mm-hmm.
Like I loved the LA Lakers because of him and Shaq, you know, like just all this stuff growing up that it was really... Like, I was with my mom. I feel like it's one of those things where I will always remember where I was when I found that news.
I think everyone will, you know?
And my mom was convinced it was fake.
Had me convinced it was fake.
Well, and that was the thing is, like, normally I'm so quick to just, if I see something, I'm just assuming that, oh, okay, it's news, so it's true.
Yeah.
But for that, when I got the text, I got 3 text messages about it from people that I played basketball with. And I was like, no way, you know, like, there's so many times that either something gets hacked or a story like that, you know, surfaces.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And it wasn't on ESPN. And that's what my mom said is my mom was like, we were watching the Pro Bowl and she was like, it's not on ESPN. I'm not believing it. And then after about 40 minutes after TMZ and everything, once it started getting confirmed, that's when it hit.
Yeah. There was like so much misinformation at first. Nobody knew anything, but they knew something bad happened.
Right. They knew there was a helicopter crash in the hills of Calabasas. You know, and to think, you know, Kobe was only 41 years old. Like, he was just entering, like, the second chapter of his life. Mm-hmm. And he was doing, you know, he had his Mamba Academy, which they were on their way to basketball practice, him and his daughter and a couple other people that were, you know, affiliated. And originally it was supposed to be 5 people were on the chopper. Then come to find out that 9 were on the helicopter and had passed.
Did you see how the police pretty much yelled at TMZ?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the thing is that TMZ is trying to get as close as possible, and first responders couldn't even get to where the crash was because
it was like in a mountain.
Yeah, they had to, first responders had to hike, and then they dropped people in from the helicopters. But here's TMZ, you know, getting in the way, trying to get their first shot too. And not to mention, they're the ones that released the information before the family had ever been
notified. So there's a chance that the wife, Vanessa, found out.
There's a strong chance.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, once TMZ posted that, it was everywhere. I mean, we were watching, we finally turned to Fox to see, because ESPN wasn't doing anything. And when we turned to Fox, they were talking about it. And they had a reporter by there, and he, in the midst of conversations, drops the comment saying, and Kobe was traveling with all of his daughters.
I saw that.
And my mom and I were like, what? Like, you can't just say that and move on.
And let me tell you, and when he said that, everyone else then tweeted and picked up that because for a minute, that's what all the news stories were saying. Like, I can't. And then I at one point, ABC retracted a story about the kids. So it's like they reported that there were kids in the accident, and then they reported that there were no kids in the accident, and then AP was like, no, the kids are fine, but then, and you were like, what's going on?
I think that's what annoys me most with media and social media right now in the world is the level of responsible journalism, like the code of ethics, has been completely thrown out the window at this point.
Well, also now everyone, like, and this is more like a behind-the-scenes stuff for us, but everyone's got a quota of things that they have to meet. So everyone wants...
Oh, they want to get the hits for the website.
Everyone wants them to go to their website, or everyone wants them to get the news from them. Mm-hmm. And people aren't realizing that the rest of people's lives are being affected by this. People's well-being.
That's what I said. I was like, I can, as a mom and a wife, I can only imagine being, I mean, Vanessa's only 2 years older than I am, to wake up in the morning, still be in my pajamas, and realize that I lost not only my husband, but my firstborn daughter too, through social media.
All because some idiot wants to get certain hits on the website so he can bonus and get the story first, or they maybe get the big story. It is very, very sad. And you know, Sterling, my partner, was really upset about it too. Luckily, I think I was able to bring some humor to it because I'm so ignorant. Like, at one point, Shaq posted that how he was upset that his niece and brother passed away, and I legit thought it was his niece and legit thought it was brother. I'm like, I didn't know Shaq and Kobe was related. And that was, like, Sterling's reaction, too. He was like, okay. I was like, oh.
This break is over.
Okay. Loren, can you get us up to date with everything with Grammys?
I surely can.
Okay. Give us 5 minutes. We're going to give you the full rundown of what happened at the Grammys. Plus, we'll have audio that has moved America. It's all coming up at 5. Don't go anywhere.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
The Grammys were on last night.
They surely were. It was the 62nd annual Grammys. And, you know, I'm like glued to every red carpet. So I was live Instagramming last night.
The Grammys is like one of our Super Bowls, for sure.
But definitely a notable show. And it started off, you know, Alicia Keys was hosting again, and I'm sure nobody going into the night ever thought that Kobe Bryant would be influencing the evening as much as, you know, it did, because it influenced all of our lives when we found out yesterday that he had passed away in the helicopter crash.
Yeah, I mean, you got to think the celebrities had to get on the red carpet just 3 hours after hearing the news.
Yeah, and it was a heavier carpet, I have to be honest with you. Like, even the interviews were kind of somber.
Yeah, and I think I saw, there was like one photo where I guess they had like makeshift TVs outside, and people were like still crowded around the TVs to figure out what the latest news was.
Well, not only that, but you have to think, the Grammys happened at the Staples Center, and that's where the Lakers played. That's where Kobe spent his entire career.
Yeah.
So there were fans of Kobe outside, and the Grammys are happening. So it definitely influenced the show itself. But Alicia Keys, she did open the show with a tribute to Kobe.
Earlier today, Los Angeles, America, and the whole wide world lost a hero. And we're literally standing here heartbroken in the house that Kobe Bryant built.
Yeah. I do have to say, Lizzo opened the show, so she had performed before any of that happened, and she did an awesome job. For knowing as heavy as the night was going to be, Lizzo killed it. She killed it on the carpet. She killed it in her first performance. She was also nominated and accepted 3 awards, and she said this in her acceptance speech.
This whole week, you know, I'll be lost in my problems, stressed out. And then in an instant, all of that can go away and your priorities really shift. And today, all of my little problems that I thought were big as the world were gone. And I realized that there's people hurting right now. And as I'm speaking to all of y'all in this room, we need to continue to reach out. This is the beginning of making music that moves people again.
Yeah. Billie Eilish, another big winner. She nabbed 5 trophies totaling last night.
Whoa.
Yeah. Usher did a tribute to Prince. Camila Cabello, she did this heartfelt song to her dad. Like, she sang to her dad. And I am such a sucker for a daddy's girl, like anything. I was ugly crying. They're showing her dad. She's like right up to it. He's crying. I'm crying. I'm like, oh my gosh. And then, of course, Demi Lovato made her comeback and performed her new song, Anyone.
It is with great pleasure that I press the space bar
oh my gosh.
To welcome Demi back.
I need someone, oh, anyone. I need anyone.
Right here.
Oh, anyone.
Me.
I need someone.
That's good.
Yeah. She sounds as good as ever. And Nicole, you said that that song was written just days before her overdose.
It was, yeah. She did a she did an interview with Apple Music, and it was, she opened up tremendously about everything that happened. And she said that the week before everything happened, she wrote this song and recorded the vocals for it, and was really excited about it. But now she looks back and listens to it and says, "How did no one in my team listen to this and not see that I was literally crying for help?" And it was really heartfelt.
Mm. Mm. Yeah. But yeah, so that's the Grammys. That's probably as late as I stayed up last night.
Yeah.
I saw the Demi Lovato performance this morning, and, you know, it's just a long night.
Yeah, I know.
And didn't Jonas Brothers, didn't they announce they're doing a residency?
They are doing a Las Vegas residency.
Really?
Yeah, they performed last night. But this new song that they have out, my au pair is like obsessed with it.
Okay.
So her and my son like reenacted the whole video.
And the Jonas Brothers have been really heavy on TikTok.
Yeah.
Like super heavy.
Yeah.
Like that's like, I think, their new favorite thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, listen, if you want more stuff about the Grammys, anything Hollywood, of course, Loren will keep you up to date. Mm-hmm. I think star friends at Sona Dermatology and Med Spa. But
coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Nicole, I heard that you're thinking about buying something, and it's something that a lot of people probably own and want. But I started reading, it's actually bad for you. And I, as somebody who's so healthy and technology forward, I think you need to know.
Okay.
I don't want you to be getting into something you shouldn't be getting into.
Okay.
So maybe I can try to save your life coming up in 5 minutes.
Gosh, crucial.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We are unfortunately down a Manny.
Mm-hmm.
He says he has the flu, the stomach flu.
Yeah.
So we
stay home with that.
Yeah, I don't. Lord knows he would bring it here and I would all of a sudden get that coronavirus or something. Like it would mutate into something if it came here.
I'm pregnant. I'm not trying to get anything.
Right? So we're actually glad he's at home, getting better, resting. But Nicole, I was reading online, and I heard you've mentioned before in the office that you were thinking about buying a sleep tracker.
Yeah, it's like, I can't remember what brand it is, but it's basically this like silicone ring that you wear, and you wear it when you go to sleep and during the day, and it tracks your body's like rest and recovery to let you know like your sleep habits, when you're actually hitting your good sleep, and gives you suggestions on how to maximize in your sleep habits.
All I can think is like, I mean, how's it going to tell you to maximize your sleep habits?
Well,
say NyQuil?
Because it will, no, I think it will, yeah.
Turn into Roy? I don't know.
go in the bathroom and bottle some NyQuil.
I think it kind of follows where you can know that, oh, on this day, I read for 30 minutes before sleep, and I know, and the app showed that, oh, okay, I hit my REM sleep
immediately. 20 minutes faster.
Right. Okay. Versus, oh, I stayed up to watch the Grammys last, you know, like stuff like that. So you can change your lifestyle, I think, is what it's hinting at.
Okay.
So, and I currently sleep with this thing that goes on my wrist, and I get really hot at night. I'm pretty much a menopausal woman at nighttime. I get like hot flashes. I'm like pouring of sweat. I don't know what's wrong with me, but I get so hot.
It's probably giving you anxiety.
Probably. I probably have anxiety attacks every night. But I wear a device on my wrist, and it gets me cold. And it can control the temperature. And when it's on your wrist, because I guess it's a pressure point, it can kind of cool down your body temperature.
Oh, that's interesting.
So I wear it every night. And so if I'm feeling hot, I press my wrist, and then it gets cold, and then my body gets cold. So I'm all about technology, but I was reading, Nicole, that it is actually harming us.
Okay.
And that a doctor said that if you are buying these trackers, which luckily mine is actually not a tracker, it's just a temperature thing. But if you're buying one of these trackers, people who don't have sleep problems start having sleep problems when they buy the trackers because they become overly focused on the statistics of their sleep. And so you literally could be like, oh my gosh, I only got 5.5 hours last night, so I got to make up for it tonight.
Mm.
And it says it's causing people to have major, major medical issues.
I could see that because, I mean, I think I've told you guys this before, but when I put cash down at night, like, I give myself anxiety. I don't even need one of these trackers to give me the anxiety because if I'm not sleeping by a certain point, I start to do that. I start to go,
same. Oh,
I only got 6 hours of sleep last night, and I really needed to get 7 tonight to be normal for tomorrow. Yeah.
I do this thing where if I know, because you know what time it is without looking at the clock, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that if it's like after 11:30, I start freaking out, and I'm like, don't look at the clock, don't get on your phone, don't look at the time, because then you're not going to go to bed. I have to do that whole, I do a whole neurotic thing. But I also just recently, because I also read a stat that the Apple Watches, the ones with the cellular data, are actually could give you cancer because it's like radiation near your wrist.
Yeah, and don't they say also that when you're not supposed to sleep with your phone under your pillow or near that? So it's probably the
same thing.
It's probably the same thing with that.
I called Verizon because I had an Apple Watch with the little data, the cellular chip in it, and I was like, I just want it to work off Wi-Fi whenever I wanted to. And she asked me why, and I'm like, because I read some study that says that your cellular data is giving me wrist cancer. I don't know what it's...
Meanwhile, she like puts them on hold. She's like, hey, we got a hypochondriac on the phone.
Oh, you know it. Well, she told me, she goes, well, you know, there's no proven scientific study that says blah, blah, blah. And
yeah,
I'm
well,
like,
I'm not waiting for that study.
Right.
I'm not going to be a statistic.
Thank you,
Verizon. She definitely baited you, put you on speakerphone, and got all the Verizon employees around to listen to your conversation.
I feel like 90% of the time when I call any customer service, they use my recording for the training. Because I'm always like that. I'm just like you, Lorraine. I'm like, I don't care if the government hasn't released a notice. I don't want to be the victim that causes the notice.
Yeah, I don't want to be part of that study.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you for understanding my neurotic thing.
Meanwhile,
I tell everyone else, I'm like, Roy, calm down. It's just an Apple Watch. Everyone else.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Wears them, and they're fine. And I'm like, well, they're on, why, they're wishing to die. I don't know what to tell them.
Something's going to kill us. And if it's an Apple Watch, then it's an Apple Watch.
That's true.
That's true. Everyone, I mean.
And I fall into near rabbit holes. I started doing a little bit of reading about deodorant and spray deodorants. And that's all I use is spray deodorants.
That's bad for the environment.
It is. But also, like, deodorants, you need to look for the ones without, what is it?
Aluminum and
because that
parabens,
especially for women. It's really bad for women.
Mm-hmm. I know. I almost went into the rabbit hole and I stopped myself because if I'm already controlling my Apple Watch cellular data,
what's next?
Whenever you want to go down the rabbit hole, I got you.
I know. You can easily fall into those conspiracies of what's killing you.
And let me tell you something. I'll follow anyone down a rabbit hole.
I know.
I'm a conspiracy. Like, you show me and I will just go with it.
I know. Well,
I go all in.
I thought we landed on the moon until I met Loren. And then she convinced me that we did.
We did, just not first. Right.
All right. So Mani is out today. You just get Roy, Loren, and Nicole. But we're still going to do the Gossip Bucks. If you've never heard of this, it's pretty much an anonymous way for us to tattletale on each other. There's things that anyone on our staff, from the interns to the writers to you guys, anyone can write a note about someone, and then we read it on the air, and we try to get to the bottom of it.
And there's a new entry?
There's a new entry. So we are going to read it and figure out who it's about. Hopefully it's not Mani because he's not here.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1 with the Mani Roy in the Rim Morning Show. We are down to Mani, who is out with the stomach flu.
Mm-hmm. But we started doing this new thing here in the studio where we have a quote-unquote gossip box. And it's just an anonymous box that people can put leads into and call someone out. It's basically our way of tattletaling on each other. But anybody in the room who's on the show can contribute to the Gossip Box, anyone in our office, and any of our listeners too. So I have no idea where this came from, but apparently it's about me today.
Oh, it's about you. And it talks about this weekend. What'd you do this weekend?
Oh my gosh, I was in Asheville. Like, who's got eyes on me in Asheville?
Oh, our radio family has eyes on you everywhere, Loren. So you just went up there for the weekend just to have a good time?
Yeah, it was like a little getaway for me and my husband. We haven't like really been able to spend any alone time together in like the last 6 months.
Okay.
So we went up there to just kind of get away.
So this right here in the Gossip Box says, Loren posted a photo over the weekend where I think she specifically put her Chanel bag in the camera shot. Hang on. I'm pulling up your Instagram.
Yeah,
is it posted
too.
Up at Kiss Loren 951?
Yeah, it is. I mean, if this is the one that they're talking about. Hold on, let's see.
Is it you with a white purse?
Yeah. I mean, I carried the same purse all weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it's in all of my shots.
I mean, Loren, come on. The photo's you outside the restaurant with the bag. Mm-hmm. You sitting down at the dinner table, and guess what's right in front of you? The bag.
Okay, well, the bag doesn't go on the floor. I can assure you that.
It's going on the table. You took a selfie with you in the mirror, and guess what's in your hand? The bag. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, I can see where you're getting that.
Do you do that?
Not consciously.
Yeah, but you want to, no.
It's habit at this point is what she's trying to say.
No, it's just, I don't know. It's just, it's part of the, like if I'm taking a picture of my outfit, because I like to do a little fashion blogging here and there. Mm-hmm. But if I'm taking like a mirror selfie and it's part of the outfit, I guess I consciously don't realize that I'm doing it because it's part of the outfit, you know?
Oh.
But I did. There's somebody sent me a DM about one of these pictures that I posted. And maybe it's the same person. I don't know. But I did a boomerang where I was like cheersing with a mocktail.
Okay.
And I just thought it was like me cheersing with a mocktail. Well, apparently somebody's picking their wedgie in the back of my boomerang. I was like, oh, man. And I was like, what's the etiquette on that? Like, do I have to take it down now? I don't know this person. They're in the background. And it's not the first picture on, like, the slide through, so I was like, I'm just going to leave it.
Oh, I got to find that. That's good. Somebody picking a wedgie. Yeah, I noticed that, someone is. I'm looking at your boomerang right now. Someone is digging into their rear end. Okay.
Do I have to take that down?
No.
Okay.
That's hilarious. You guys got to see this photo at Kiss Loren 951. Not only do you get to see her showing off her bag, which, by the way, kudos to the person that wrote this. I would never know that that's a Chanel bag. It just looks like a white bag.
Yeah, it's just a little, you know.
But I've noticed a lot of people, they will purposely show certain, they want you to see, like, if you're wearing, like, red bottoms, you want to make sure the red's visible on the bottom.
Up the heel. Yeah. Photo. The most expensive thing I have are, like, my tattoos. So sometimes when I take pictures, I purposely put my tattoos.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. So maybe I guess I do it subconsciously.
All right. Be careful about showing off.
You know what? I'm about to have another baby, so there's going to be no bags in my life other than a diaper bag. So don't worry. I'm sure that habit is going away quickly.
You'll still find some. You'll be having a Chanel diaper bag, and you'll be in every photo. All right. We still have a lot to get to. We have a brand new senseless survey where I ask crazy questions. On this question I ask, you know, when it snows, they always put salt down on the road. Have we ever thought about putting down pepper? We asked that plus many, many more. And a brand new twist of the senseless survey where they actually discover who I am. And it comes your way in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Hunter.
Yes.
Hey, Hunter. Mr. Brown, U.S. Senseless Bureau. We got to get your... paperwork tidied up here, and I thought it'd be best just to call you on the phone and ask you. It's going to take a few seconds to get these questions wrapped up.
Oh, yeah.
So okay. I can file it. Hunter, you go hunting? Specifically buck hunting? What's your biggest pointer?
I don't.
How often do you play with your Wii?
I used to play with it a lot, but I know I play with the Switch now. So.
Oh, you upgraded. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think that we should try road pepper instead of road salt in the wintertime? It'd blend in.
I didn't know that was a thing, but I guess.
Well, salt and pepper, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dippin' Dots has been the ice cream of the future for a while now. And at what point do they become the ice cream of the past?
Like kind of now.
Yeah, right? Like who's eating a Dippin' Dot?
Yeah.
Besides kids making awful decisions.
Yeah. So I guess you're like at a water park.
Right. If there was a bread war, would the French bread surrender to the English muffin?
Roy, I know it's you, and it is a big honor to be pranked by you.
Oh man. Okay. Well, hey, that happens. Sometimes we call people and they know who I am.
Who put him up to it?
This is awesome. This is great.
Your friend Eric did.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Eric didn't mention the part that Hunter listens to the show, but that's okay.
Yeah. I am a fan. And right. This has been wonderful.
Well, Hunter, thank you for being part of Senseless Survey. Have a good one.
Hey, thank you.
Bye. Still to come. How many times I get busted like that?
That was funny. He hung in there, too. I guess he just wanted to play your game.
Yeah, typically they reveal at the very beginning since he played the game.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be fun to air it anyways. but we still have a lot to get to. Now, if you're noticing, if you've been listening to the show, Manny is out. That was a pre-recorded clip that we played. He's out with the stomach flu. Mm-hmm. We're hoping that he gets better. Hopefully he joins the show again tomorrow. We still have a lot to get to. We have Lauv tickets still coming up. Also, your chance to win $1,000 with the KISS cash code. So a lot of good stuff there for you. But first, we got to play Can't Beat Loren. 704-570-9595. I think you have almost 50 wins, Loren.
I'll 45. Take it.
45.
All right.
That's a lot of wins. So give us a call right now. 704-570-9595. And let's play Can't Beat Loren.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren. Sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa. On KISS
95.1. Tatiana from Fort Mill. Welcome to the Manny, Ryan, Loren Morning Show.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, we're great. You are playing Can't Beat Loren for the very first time.
Yay, I'm so excited. I love your show, and I listen to you guys every morning, so thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Tatiana, let's see how you do in 5 pop culture questions.
Throw her out.
Okay, Loren, get out of the studio.
I'm going.
All right, she's putting her headphones down. She's walking out of the studio. All right, and the door's closed, so no one can hear these questions. Now, Meany is out sick today. He does have the stomach flu, so we wish him well. Now, with that being said, I'm going to be reading the questions, Tatiana, and we don't have access to the cool sound effects, so just bear with us. It's going to sound a little different than it typically does, okay?
Okay, no problem.
All right. So, the world is heartbroken after losing Kobe Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter yesterday. What sport did Kobe play for 20 years in Los Angeles?
basketball.
This trio brother band with ties in Belmont announced a Las Vegas residency. What boy band are we talking about?
The Jonas Brothers.
Channing Tatum confirmed that he is back with Jessie J and even defended her when an Instagram troll said he looked better with his ex-wife. Who's Channing's ex-wife?
I don't know that one.
Okay, fair enough. Demi Lovato performed her new song last night on the Grammys. True or false, she will be singing the national anthem for the Super Bowl.
False.
Okay, and sorry guys, despite all the jokes, this male actor who has married stars like Jennifer Aniston and Angelina Jolie may be single, but not on Tinder. What actor are we talking about?
Brad Pitt.
All right, Loren, come on back in. Tatiana got three correct, Loren.
Okay.
It's going to be a tough battle. Here we go. The world is heartbroken after losing Kobe Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter yesterday. What sport did Kobe play for 20 years in Los Angeles?
Basketball.
That is correct. 1-1.
You've got your little sound effect.
And we got a real bell. I don't have anything for the so the wrong answers. This trio band with ties in Belmont announced a Las Vegas residency. What boy band are we talking about?
Oh, that would be the Jonas Brothers.
That's correct. It's 2-2. Channing Tatum confirmed that he is back with Jessie J, even defended her when an Instagram troll said he looked better with his ex-wife. Who is Channing's ex-wife?
Jenna Dewan.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Tatiana did not know that one. It's 3-2.
That's a tough one, Tatiana.
Demi Lovato performed her new song last night on the Grammys. True or false, Demi Lovato will be singing the national anthem at the Super Bowl.
True.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Tatiana got that incorrect. She said false. It's currently 4-2. Sorry, guys. Despite all the jokes, this male actor who has married stars like Jennifer Aniston and Angelina Jolie may be single, but not on Tinder. What actor and future ex-husband are we talking about?
That would be Brad Pitt.
That is correct. She got that correct as well. Final score, 5-3. Loren, you have 46 wins.
Tatiana, not bad for your first try, but it's not quite a win. You know what we want to hear before we let you go.
Thank you so much. My name is Tatiana from Fort Mill, and I can't beat Loren.
Thanks for playing, Tatiana. Have a great week.
You too. Bye.
With the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
All right, we have a chance to win $1,000 with the $1,000 KISS cash code. And also, we got to get to a War of the Roses follow-up. Now, if you missed it, last week we aired this War of the Roses between Jody and Steve.
Can you put Sophie on the phone? Does she know? Does she know about me? Can you put her on the phone? Sophie? Sophie? Can you put her on the phone so that she knows what a stack of you are?
So, that was the War of the Roses. It's pretty heavy. We called Steve, busted him, and he was with another woman at the time. And we had a lot of unanswered questions because in that clip, he hung up.
Mm-hmm.
And we weren't able to ask these questions. So, Jody was kind enough to come back on the show this morning in a War of the Roses follow-up that you must hear. You'll be shocked at what the guy says and how this relationship ends. It comes your way in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
We had a crazy War of the Roses between Jody and Steve, and Steve was going away on these, like, secret business trips. Mm-hmm. Well, Jody found out that he was cheating on her with a woman named Sophie.
Yeah, and we caught wind when they were coming back to Charlotte that he was on a layover, and so we called him while he was on the layover. And here's a little clip of about that confrontation that happened.
Can you put Sophie on the phone? Does she know? Does she know about me? Can you put her on the phone? Sophie? Sophie? Can you put her on the phone so that she knows what a...
All right, I'm going to stop it there because she says some bad words after that.
But Sophie happened to be with Steve at the time that we called him.
Yep. And they ended up flying back. And, of course, Jody went to then go and figure out what's happening. Now, this is a War of the Roses follow-up. We don't do these often, but since Steve hung up in the middle of us trying to do a War of the Roses, we needed closure. So we're going to go ahead and air this. Now, you're going to hear Manny. He's not in the studio. He's actually sick today. This is what we recorded earlier, but here's a War of the Roses follow-up. All right, we got Jody back on. You had a War of the Roses between you and your boyfriend, Steve. He was in Phoenix, and you were supposed to pick him up when he landed in Charlotte, but he was very adamant about not doing that. When we called him on War of the Roses to offer him the romantic package, he sent it to someone who he was currently with in Phoenix.
Sophie, right?
Sophie, yeah. I believe it was. In yep. which you then confronted, and he then got scared and hung up. And because he hung up, we didn't know what happened. And where are things now? Are you, you know, you at one point said, am I the side piece? Is that his actual woman? Like, what is going on as we're talking to you today, Jody? What happened?
I mean, the bottom line is that Steve is just a sack of turds covered in, like, maple syrup on top of turds. Like, so, he's just scum.
Okay.
So he, after he cowardly hung up on me, I power texted him exactly 3 hours later. I was tracking his flight because I deserve closure and, you know, I went to his apartment. He wouldn't let me in. I kept texting him. I rang his doorbell. I did not make a scene, but I...
That's what you think.
Yeah.
It almost got to that point. He let me in. She was not there. She had gone straight to the office. So he said, who knows, because he's a liar. But he's a liar who knows how to cover his tracks. And he told me that he's in love with her, that he's not in love with me, and that he really needs to be with her right now. And here's the really twisted part. He met us exactly 5 days apart.
So you guys were both going on at the same time.
Yeah.
So it's like he met you, went to LA on a business trip, met her out there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Did you guys ever define the relationship, just out of curiosity?
Like, are you exclusive?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm looking at your Insta now. And
yeah.
That's him. That's him and you at OMB.
Mm-hmm.
Top Golf.
Yeah.
Now, I wonder what his page would look like. You think it's her? I mean, clearly.
I don't
know. Well, you know, and this is maybe a red flag. He doesn't like to post, like, you know, relationship-y photos.
Yeah, he's private. I can't get on his.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for the update, Jody. What a crazy War of the Roses, one that included a trip across the country and a phone call to an airport in Phoenix. We're glad
Sophie,
you know now.
If you're listening, get out. Get out, Sophie. I never got to tell her that he's trash.
All right, Jody. No, you got it. Thanks. I'm glad we can help you out.
She brought up a good point. She hasn't got a chance for Sophie. I really wonder, do you think Sophie is in on all this? Like, do you think she's a bystander?
I don't know. I kind of, his reaction and hanging up so quickly when she was like, Sophie, is Sophie there? Like, let me talk to Sophie. Him hanging up makes me think that she's not in on it. Ugh. That she doesn't know.
Yeah, I know. We almost like need to somehow, I wish we could somehow do a bit where we could tell the other person. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I bet there's so many times we bust these cheaters. Meanwhile, he's probably breaking some other woman's heart and getting off, you know what I mean? And no one ever knows the truth.
Scot-free.
I don't even know if it's possible.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
To do that. But that was a very interesting War of the Roses that, you know, whenever they hang up on us like that, we're going to try to get some more answers and get them back on the phone and figure out what's going on.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
She had an awesome speech at the Grammys last night, which we get all that information, all things Grammys, up on Kiss95.1.com or on the Kiss95.1 app. We are the Maney Roy and the Ram Morning Show. Unfortunately, Maney is out today. He has the stomach flu.
We're Down to Manny. You're throwing up. Stay home, buddy.
Right. Especially with the coronavirus. I mean, I know he didn't go to Wuhan or Wuhan.
What?
Wuhan? When? Woo.
Okay.
I don't know. Wherever this thing originated, I know he wasn't there. But
the problem is now is people are flying.
Yes.
And they're transporting the virus.
Oh, and I get so freaked out. I'm all glued to this, and I am definitely buying into the hysteria of it.
Yeah, you're going to be a victim.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Someone said that you could spread it without even having symptoms. And as soon as I read that, I verbally said out loud, yep, that's how we end. I'm like all in on it. But this weekend, Loren, I had to go to a graduate program for real estate school. Mm-hmm. Last year, I became a real estate broker, and you still have to do a lot of education once you become a real estate agent.
Right.
And I was in school all day, and before I went to school, I read something on my Instagram page, and I guess at one point on my Instagram, I posted a video of my dog in the car with me. And somebody on Instagram said that you can't do that.
Why?
And that you need to have your dog in a harness in the back seat.
Oh, it probably is safer for them.
It may, okay. But I mean, I guess where I'm from, your dog always just kind of hopped up in the front seat with you.
I mean, Woofer ran the car when we would drive. Like, he would be on my lap, out the window, in the passenger seat, into the back seat.
Yeah.
That's how Finley is, and Finley's 72 pounds.
Yeah, that's how my dog is. She loves to be up there.
If someone is sitting in the passenger seat, Finley will wait until the perfect moment. Like, he'll eye that seat. He'll wait until the perfect moment to bombard whoever's sitting in the passenger seat and just hop on their lap.
Now, if you're going on a longer car ride, like a road trip, I guess I would get putting your dog in a harness, but
I don't own one. I didn't even know they have car seats for dogs. I didn't know that. And so I read the message in the morning, and I was kind of annoyed by it because I was like, oh, like, there's no way I could ever have a kid. Because I'm sure I'm going to do everything wrong, and everyone's going to tell me about it. And I was so annoyed by it. And I go to school, and then I'm sitting there in class, and it's maybe 2 or 3 hours into this class. And you don't realize that you're annoying. You know what I mean?
That you're annoying or that you're being annoyed?
That you're annoying.
Oh, okay.
Like, I don't realize the things I do that's annoying, but evidently I did this.
Oh, cracked your knuckles.
Cracking my knuckles. And I would constantly crack my knuckles. And I don't know that I do that. Have you guys ever noticed I crack my knuckles?
Not abnormally. I mean, I crack mine, too.
Yeah. Well, someone felt the very need who, I guess, I pushed them to the limit. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't...
You crack your knuckles one more time, I'm just going to snap.
It kind of. It wasn't like the first, like, hey, can you stop?
Yeah.
It was very much so like, okay, you're going to get arthritis if you keep doing that. And I'm shocked. I'm like, Arthur, right? I'm just sitting here. I don't even realize I'm popping my knuckles.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm sorry, what? So could you just keep popping it over and over and over. You can stop.
Wow.
I'm like, all right.
Then you start this afterwards just to really annoy her.
The pen?
Yeah.
Oh.
I would just make it my personal mission at that point to just annoy her, that person until they moved.
And then so that on top of the how to take care of my dog. And then on the knuckle thing, I'm like, can people stop telling me how to live? Can I just live my life?
Let me live.
Why does everyone feel... When did it ever... Like, I've always just kept my thoughts to myself. I never was instilled into me to tell everybody how I feel at every minute of every day. Like, you don't... Hey, listen, you're not teaching your kid right. Don't do that.
Listen, that's what Twitter's for. If somebody next to you is cracking their knuckles, like, just be polite and keep it to yourself. If you really want to air out your grievances, start a tweet.
Yes! Do that. Don't tell me to my face. Better yet, talk about me when I leave the room. I'm okay with that. But what's the one thing... That you do that really, that what's one thing that really, like, really annoys you that someone does and that you just can't stand? They do it all the time.
Mine's yawning.
Really?
Like, just very verbally expressive people. Like, if they're like, oh, you're gonna make me yawn. I'm like, did you really have
Plus
to yawn
contagious.
Like that?
Give us a phone call, 704-570-9595. What's the one thing that people do that really annoys you? So it's yawning for Loren. I guess I annoy people with my knuckle cracking that I never knew was a problem. And by the way, I want people to tell me if I am going to be annoying. I didn't know about that. Give us a phone call, 704-570-9595.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
The Manny Roy and the Rem Morning Show. I just got hammered over the weekend with people telling me, like, the things that annoy them that I do. And so we asked you to call in at 704-570-9595, like, what annoys you that people do, and I realized that I am even more annoying than I thought.
And, you know, that might be a nervous tic that you have, because I think what annoys me is, like, the foot tapper or the shaker, and the reason that that annoys me is because it's a nervous tic, and by you doing it, now you're making me nervous.
Okay. All right, that's pretty good. Let's talk real quick with Crystal in Morganton. Crystal, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rem Morning Show.
Hey, how are you guys this morning?
We're doing well. What's the thing that someone does that annoys you?
Sneezing.
Oh, boy.
Sneezing? Oh, what? My gosh. You should be in here when Roy goes into a sneezing fit.
Yeah, I sneeze like 15 times in a row, and I'm honestly not lying about that.
It's just, you know, the first two are okay, but, like, after the third time, get yourself under control.
I love that you think that's, like, a controllable reflex, too. Because yeah. Roy's at, like, 7 or 8, and we're like, okay, Roy, we get it. And he's like, I know, I'm annoyed, too.
I'm like, why? I'm trying to stop. All right. Thank you, Crystal. Let's talk with, she probably had something more to say. Sorry about that, Crystal. Let's talk with Tiffany in Gastonia. Tiffany, what annoys you?
Hi. I cannot stand it when people chomp on their gum, and not only when they chomp on it loudly, but when they pop their gum.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a quiet way to do it. You don't have to pop it.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Let's talk with Amber and Hickory. Hey, Amber.
Hey.
Amber, what annoys you?
When you're sitting in the middle of the restaurant and somebody decides to blow their noses as soon as they're done eating. Oh.
Yeah, you could probably remove yourself from the table to do that.
Yes. I work in a restaurant, so we hear it all the time, and it is just so disgusting.
It is.
Especially during flu season, like... Ooh.
I know. That's why Maney's out today with the stomach flu. And even our boss just came in and he's like, he doesn't need to come in. Anyone who has what they think is the flu, stay home. Your job is not that important. Like, just stay home. Let's quickly talk with Katie and Hickory. Hey, Katie.
Hey.
What annoys you?
Whistling.
Whistling? What about whistling annoys you? Yeah.
It's just like nails on a chalkboard for me. I don't know. I've never liked it. And I don't know if it's because I can't whistle personally, but I just hate it.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
You don't know how to whistle. And you're, you
personal
know.
Vendetta.
Yeah, that's what it is. Katie, thanks for calling in. Keep the conversation rolling. You can shoot us a DM at the MRL show. By the way, if you don't follow us at the MRL show, we follow back. So on Instagram, you can follow us at the MRL show, and we'll shoot you a follow right back. But we have Lauv concert tickets for you. He is going to be coming to Charlotte. When is it? July?
17th.
July 17th. He's going to be coming to the Queen City, and we have your concert tickets. If you want them, you don't need to go anywhere because it's coming your way in 5 minutes on KISS.
He used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
He used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Hunter.
Yes.
Hey, Hunter, Mr. Brown, U.S. Senseless Bureau. We got to get your paperwork tidied up here, and I thought it'd be best just to call you on the phone and ask you. So it's going to take a few seconds to get these questions wrapped up.
Oh, yeah.
So okay. I can file it. Hunter, you go hunting? Specifically buck hunting? What's your biggest pointer?
I don't.
How often do you play with your Wii?
I used to play with it a lot, but I don't. I play with the Switch now. So.
Oh, you upgraded. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think that we should try road pepper instead of road salt in the wintertime? It'd blend in.
I know that was a thing, but I guess.
Well, salt and pepper, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dippin' Dots has been the ice cream of the future for a while now. And at what point do they become the ice cream of the past?
Like, kind of now.
Yeah, right? Like, who's eating a Dippin' Dot?
Yeah.
Besides kids making awful decisions.
Yeah. So I guess if you're, like, at a water park.
Right, right. If there was a bread war, would the French bread surrender to the English muffin?
Roy, I know it's you, and it is a big honor to be pranked by you.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, hey, that happens. Sometimes we call people, and they know who I am.
Who put him up to it?
This is awesome. This is great.
Your friend Eric did.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay.
Eric didn't mention the part that Hunter listens to the show, but that's okay.
Yeah. I am a fan. And right. this has been wonderful.
Well, Hunter, thank you for being part of Census Survey. Have a good one.
Hey, thank you.
Bye. Still to come. Oh, Lorraine kind of mentioned this morning. You have some parenting things going on.
Yeah, I'm being...
Or lack of.
Yeah, out-parented by my nanny. And I'm not mad at her for it. It just makes me feel like a failure.
All right. Well, we got to talk about this. What's going on in Lorraine's world? It's coming up in 5. Don't go anywhere.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy and the Ray Morning Show. Manny is out today. He has the stomach flu. So he says.
Roy's already written him off with the coronavirus.
Man, I ain't trusting anything. Like, and with my immune system, I'd catch it.
Yeah.
I would catch it in a heartbeat. So I hope he, but stomach viruses, aren't they just 24-hour things?
Yeah, I mean, hopefully it's just something he ate and he's back tomorrow. But
because the real flu is a whole week, right?
Yeah, we told him to stay home if it's not better by, you know, this afternoon.
Right.
But I have this thing happening in my household currently, and it's potty training. And it's a whole thing. It affects the whole family. And okay. I realized that I am being out-parented by my nanny.
Really?
Yeah, 1,000%. I mean, I'm a first-time mom. I don't know what I'm doing. Meanwhile, my nanny doesn't have any kids.
Yeah, I was about to say, she's not even a mom. You think she knows what she's doing?
No, but she was a...
And you're about to be on your second.
I know, right? I better get it together at some point. But our au pair, Elena, has worked with kids for a couple years, and she was a teacher, and, you know, they went through the potty training process in her work. So she's really good at getting kids to be able to use the potty. I've been trying for 2.5 weeks mm-hmm. with no success whatsoever. Like, it was a fisticuffs to get our son cashed in to sit on the potty.
Yeah.
And then he didn't realize, like, he's like, I don't know what I'm here for. Like, what do you want me to do?
Sure.
Well, Dallas and I left for the weekend just for a little parental getaway. And we went to Asheville this weekend. And when we came home, Cash is potty trained, y'all.
Are you serious?
Like, it's not perfect. He had some number two accidents.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't understand that phase of it yet.
Sure.
But he will go sit on the potty, and where I was there for 45 minutes to an hour with him, he goes in like 5 seconds now.
So what did your nanny do to make this magic happen?
Don't know. I think she's just magic. No, there's obviously like a formula to it. And she started our daycare school
is starting a thing.
Is starting today with Cash, but I'm like,
so he's
already potty
trained.
Yeah, I'm like, they're gonna be like, this is the easiest kid to potty train ever, and I'm like, no, our nanny did all the work.
Hey, get your refund back for the school. You don't need to say no. He's good. So what you're saying is that you need to leave the house more often, and then your kid will learn things.
Right.
And
I'm like, so when we're going through transitional stuff, I should just go on vacation.
It'd be the ultimate excuse. It'd be like, especially as like Cash gets older and he's like struggling with math. Like, okay, I guess I gotta go, you know, to Paris.
Right. We're gonna go to Hawaii this week. When I come back, I expect great things from you. I expect for you to be in college when I come back. But no, I mean, it was as simple as, like, you take them to the bathroom every 15 minutes until they go. And then if they don't go, they go, or if they do go, they go every 30 minutes. But, like, you've got to be on that timer, man, that schedule. And just the fact that, like, I couldn't figure out how to explain to him, like, this is where we go pee-pee. You know what I mean? Like, you have to try to go. And he's like, I don't know what trying means, Mom.
Sure. Right. Gosh, I remember when my sister was going through it. I'm pretty sure she was, like, negotiating bathroom breaks.
Oh, yeah.
Which I thought was even more counterproductive because it was like, listen, before we leave, I need you to use the restroom. Well, I don't have to go.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I'll give you a balloon.
But see, this is what my sister would do. I'll give you candy if you go use the restroom. And I'm like, I guess that ultimately will make them have to go at some point again. I mean, it's actually not that bad if you think about
it. No, and they tell you to like to find something that your kid really loves and give that to them. But my child is not like nothing motivates him.
Yeah.
He's like, I would rather just move on to the next thing than do what you want so that I get the balloon. But balloons are the only thing that we found that like really like is a treat for him afterwards, and he calls them bubbles. So,
oh, really? Does he pop them?
Yeah, he tries to. So as soon as he goes pee-pee, he's like, bubble, bubble. I'm like, yep, we're getting a bubble.
I love the fact that when you left Charlotte, he magically became potty trained. That's so funny.
She's about to
go on a baby moon, and when she comes back, he's going to know Italian. He's going to be driving when I come back. I don't know. Like, what could be next? I tried for 2.5 weeks with no avail.
Lorraine uses it as a crutch. All right, he needs to learn how to tie his shoes. Maybe I can go down to Charleston for a weekend, and hopefully he'll magically get it done.
No, I mean, our nanny au pair, whatever you want to call her, she's phenomenal, man. I mean, she is so good.
All right. Well, listen, thanks for sharing. Let us, you know what? If I don't know how to do something with radio or real estate, I'm going to call your nanny.
Yeah. She'll just teach everybody everything.
Yeah. All right, listen, coming up with the Mania Boy in the Room morning show, Nick Jonas, what was breaking with him? Did something happen at the Grammys?
Yeah, I guess when he was performing, there was something stuck in his teeth and nobody told him.
On TV?
Oh, that's the worst.
Mm-hmm. On the big stage of the Grammys?
During his performance.
Okay, we're going to talk about that and the time that you were caught in kind of an embarrassing situation. It's coming up in 5 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show. On demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. Our buddy Manny is out sick today. We wish him better. He thinks he has the stomach flu. And I hope he stays home and doesn't bring the flu here with us. Because one thing I've noticed is that that's all we do is pass the germs around in this room.
Well, I mean, this room is like 12 by 12.
Yeah.
There's not a whole lot of, you know, room for germs to go.
I know. And I used to hate people who thinks that they're troopers and they can make it in, and then they get me sick.
That used to be me until I got locked in this room with you three, and then we just started to become the plague.
Same here. When I was first starting in radio, I wanted to take any and every opportunity. I was very hungry to climb the ladder, and now I just don't care anymore. but when I first started, you know, you wanted to do anything and everything, and just to be on the air was so cool.
Yep.
I would literally, people would call out sick, and they'd call me to come in, and I was sick. I'd fill in for the sick people while I was sick. It was a horrible mess. But we were looking at the Grammys, and Lorraine, you watched the Grammys last night.
I did, and I didn't catch this at the time, but apparently somebody with an eagle eye, one of the Jonas Brother fans, saw the Nick Jonas had something in his teeth during their performance. Now, we even had to like slow down the video to catch it because it happened quick. But he does. He's got like spinach or something in the back, like left side of his smile. And, you know, he made a good like reference to it afterwards and said, well, at least, you know, I eat my greens. So he had fun with it. But I mean, that's one of those things where you're like, oh, come on. Somebody couldn't have told me that.
I know. We're looking at the video in the studio, and it's a massive leaf flake of some sort.
I mean, you're on national television, millions of people watching at the Grammys.
Yeah, I don't. He's also eating a salad before he hops on stage. I don't think I'd be eating salads either.
I mean, you got to eat something.
I know. It's
healthy. A little energy before you go.
That's so interesting. Have you been caught with something embarrassing like that?
Nothing in my teeth, but I used to do pageants. And in pageantry, you know, when you're not blessed in the girl area, in the girls,
chest?
Yes.
Blessed in the chest?
Yep. You use these things called chicken cutlets. And I was in my evening gown, and I felt my chicken cutlet slip out of where it should be and start sliding down my dress. And I held on to it from the outside as long as I possibly could, like walked with my hand on my hip.
Uh-huh.
And then it slipped out of my hand and out the bottom of my dress.
I
just kicked it off stage and acted like it never happened.
Really? And was this televised?
It was not televised. Thank goodness.
Okay, that was so good. Viral.
I've been doing pageants since I was like 16. So this was before like social media was big.
Okay.
I was probably about 17 or 18 at the time.
So when, and to be clear, everyone, it's not a real chicken cutlet because off the air, I thought it was. it's a device. Now, when
it's,
that...
It's a device. It's like stuffing your bra, yeah, but the actual piece that you put in there looks like a chicken cutlet. Yeah.
So when that falls out, do you then have one girl bigger than the other girl?
Mm-hmm. Sure do.
And you just roll with it.
Yep. I mean, what are you going to do at that point?
Yeah.
You're on stage. I can't be like, to the person in the front row, hey, can you throw me that chicken cutlet? I'm just going to put it back in.
Is it really noticeable? Like, could you really tell the big difference?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, that's really
It's a whole pad, dude. It looked like I had one girl that just deflated. But that wasn't even like my main concern. Like, I didn't care about that. I could put my hair over that side and like maybe make it non-noticeable. I was more concerned with the evidence that was sitting in the front row.
Yeah, imagine that person who's just sitting there and a chicken cutlet flies at them. It's like, what is this? That's funny. The worst thing that ever happened to me, and it really was awful, is back when I was a police explorer, which is kind of like a cadet program. It's where you're a kid and you go volunteer with the police department and you learn things, and it's supposed to groom you to go become a police officer, which thankfully to this program, I realized I didn't want to become a police officer, because it's a really tough job. But I remember at the time, part of being the duty with being a police explorer, you would have to do community service of like dressing as McGruff the crime dog. And if anyone here is listening and I just destroyed the vision that McGruff was real, I apologize. But I was McGruff the crime dog. And I was speaking at, I can't remember where we were, but they announced, here comes McGruff the crime dog. And, you know, I'm waving everyone.
You're all fired up.
Being, and you have to be like over animated when you're in the mascot costume, you know, because it's big. And then all of a sudden, I noticed that the police officers are grabbing me by my arms and escorting me away. And I'm thinking, oh, this is a cool bit. They're arresting McGruff the crime dog. Like, this is cool. They're going to put me in handcuffs or something. And come to find out, my pants ripped and my boxers were showing.
So they usher you out of the room. You didn't feel the draft?
Nothing. Well, no, you don't feel anything when you're in this big costume and you know, they have fans. I have inside the costume, I had fans blowing on my face. So they have all these things. So you can't feel when that happens. But yeah, they were like, okay, McGruff's about to flash a bunch of people with his human parts. So let's go ahead and usher him away. And I, meanwhile, I got off and I took the helmet off and I was laughing. I was like, that was cool. That wasn't part of the plan. And they're like, we need to stitch your pants now. And I look down and it's just a gaping hole in my crotch.
How big of a hole would you say it was?
You could fit like three, four fingers in, enough to where you could see something poke out. Something could fly, if you know, depending on what was happening. So there we were backstage, literally with needle and thread, because McGruff had to come back out.
Mm-hmm.
We were needle and threading it, putting my pants back together. And when I walked out, I was so stale. It was like, you ever like got like a new pair of jeans that's not even been washed and you're like wiggling around? That's how I was doing. I barely moved because I was afraid everything was going to explode.
I just want to know what they tell the kids as they're ushering you out. Like, it's time for McGruff the crime dog to go outside and go to the bathroom. We'll be right back, kids. Like, what are they telling them?
Yeah, he's got
to
go potty. You got one officer up on the stage putting water on the ground. He peed in the floor. We had to take him out back and he's
had
in
an
trouble.
Accident.
Oh, man, I love it. Well, listen, we do wish Meanie to get better. He is out sick today with the stomach flu. And go ahead and on our Instagram account, at the MRL show, which, by the way, we'll follow you back, at the MRL show, send Meanie your kind thoughts and tell him that you wish he's getting better.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.